Track 5.
Beloved children's author and illustrator Beatrix Potter was also an ardent conservationist, scientist and Lake District hill farmer who left much of her property and land to the National Trust for everyone to enjoy. A new exhibition of Beatrix's possessions, created in collaboration between the V&A and the National Trust, explores her life story. The article is written by Helen Antrobus, the Trust's Assistant National Curator for Cultural Landscapes, who also co-curated the exhibition. The article is read by Olivia Vinnell.
It takes a remarkable imagination to picture ducks in bonnets and frogs fishing for minnows, or envisage an abandoned mine entrance in the mountainside as the home of a tiny hedgehog laundress. Beatrix Potter's charming characters and their stories have delighted the young at heart since they were first published in 1902. Yet while many people are familiar with Flopsy, Peter and the like, the story of their creator is less well known. This year, for the first time, items from two of the largest collections of Beatrix Potter artefacts in the world, those of the National Trust and the V&A Museum in London, will be displayed at the V&A to bring the story of this remarkable author-illustrator to life. The exhibition, Beatrix Potter, Drawn to Nature, follows Beatrix's footsteps from artist to farmer, natural scientist to conservationist, and explores her passions and pursuits, as well as the people and places that inspired her along the way. The Potter's affluent Kensington home could at times be a stifling place to grow up, but they were a creative family, and Beatrix had unbridled access to the arts. She filled her first sketchbook by the time she was just 9 years old. As a teenager, she started copying from nature books and experimenting with printing. One such experiment, a selection of ceramic trivets printed with the rabbits that Beatrix would come to be so known for, is on display in the exhibition. The healing powers of fresh air and green space were clear to Beatrix from a very young age. She was often ill as a young child, and found that her health vastly improved and her imagination came to life during the time she spent in the countryside. On one trip to her grandparents' home in Hertfordshire, she wrote, "Why do people live in London so much? Head suddenly better without apparent cause." The Potters often spent time away from their London home. Beatrix first imagined other worlds of magic, fairies, and woodland folk while on holiday on the shores of the Tay in Perthshire, Scotland. When she was 16, the family visited the Lake District for the first time, and Beatrix became captivated by the dramatic landscapes similar to those she had experienced in Scotland. That holiday marked the beginning of a lifelong emotional relationship with the Lake District landscape, in which the often lonely young woman found a comfort and solace that she had not known in Kensington.
This was a short extract from an article in the Spring 2022 edition of National Trust, entitled Beatrix Beyond the Books by Helen Antrobus, narrated by Olivia Vinnell.